Aleishur Chelek Beis Kuf Ayin Gimel, the 13th chapter, Sikum Meharamas Amichsholim, a summary of all the obstacles that we have removed. Heramnu Mechsholim Rabim Miner Avidas Hashem, we have removed numerous obstacles from the path of Avidas Hashem, Velimud Musar Bifat, and especially in the context of Limud Musar. Hein Mish Zacha, those who have earned it by learning these chapters, he has thereby opened for himself a path towards true avodah. Shvil tzav, it is a narrow path. But one cannot imagine the treasures that are hidden along this narrow path. Maran Gaon Rabbi Yisrael Nishmas Eden, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, Omar ki Musar hi hatira letimtum alev. We saw this in a previous chapter. He defined Musar as the teaching for the blockage of the heart, for a desensitized heart. Ve'oid bishas histalkusoi shema'u lomed Musar. On his deathbed, people heard him learning Musar. Maran Gaon Rabbi Sim Chazis Mikel Nishmas Eden, the Alter Mikelm Kosav, and this again we saw. This definition, limud musar holis chakoyes al ha'emes bo'imek alev. The learning of musar is to search for the truth in the depth of the heart. The admoir nishmas ezen amar, this is Rabbi Yerucham, he said, kedai lihibarei bishul limud musar. It's worthwhile being created in order to learn musar. Nesakem biktzara es haramas ha'michsholim b'firkei ma'arech hazeh. We're going to briefly summarize the removal of obstacles, the various obstacles we described in the various chapters of this set of essays. Aleph, batira ein makoim lehashkafas olam ulra'ayonos. We learned, we devoted an entire chapter to this, that in the Torah there's no room for this idea of formulating one's own worldview and all sorts of ideas as we define them in the chapter. Base chayavim gam belimud hilchos yesudei ha'tira v'hilchos de'ois v'asfarim ha'iskim bahen lilmod tira v'lo machshavis Yisrael. We must be certain that when we learn hilchos yesudei ha'tira, meaning fundamental ideas, hilchos de'ois, we must understand that we're learning Torah and not some academic discipline which might be called machshavis Yisrael, and which would resemble an academic pursuit for which one gains a certificate. We're learning Torah. Gimel hizaher ba'adbakas Hashem shita ledarkei chayim ba'avodas Hashem. To be very careful not to append the label shita, a certain approach for what are different and vibrant ways of life in avodas Hashem. Hanaches hashimush b'shem shita l'gdolo ilam mize. Leave this, the use of this term shita. You know, when people speak of this shita in Musar and that shita in Musar, leave it on the one to gdolo ilam, who can define and say who is really a baal shita. Ol sichas baalei batim el mincha l'ma'ariv mize. And on the other hand, leave it to the simple and simplistic balabatim chatting between mincha l'ma'ariv. Let them. But for the rest of us, between these two extremes, don't try to append the label shita to this approach in Musa or that approach in Musa, whatever. Dalet, ideologia ein lakol makom batorah. That's when we spoke about politics. Hey, frumkeit is karvus midumai l'Hashem izbar. Frumkeit is an imaginary closeness to Hashem. Ha-hefech shela, ba-iskarvus amitis hi hachna'a amuka. The opposite of frumkeit and true closeness to Hashem is hachna'a amuka, a deep humility, a submission to Hashem's will. Vav, Musar hu limud. We are talking about a deep learning. Lo yacheres michidushi harashba val yosder Rabbeinu Yagina. No different when you learn a Sefer Musa from a Rishonim. No different from the chidushim of the Rashba or Rabbeinu Yagina. Uva achronim kumo k'tzei sechoshin v'Rabbi Yakiva Egen. When learning Musa from achronim, it's not different to learning k'tzei sechoshin v'Rabbi Yakiva Egen on the sugya. Yesh lilmoid davka behavana ve'amkus. One is to learn with understanding and with depth, to analyze. Ve'lodas ki en melitzois be'agadat ha'umusa. And to know that there are no flourishes, empty rhetorical flourishes or figurative ways of speaking. Zayin, bishvili ne'emru ha'dvarim. The words are applicable to me. Lo yeshikva yeshnabi, not that they're already in me, not that I'm already on the level of these words that I read. ולא ישענם אלא לצדיקים גדולים. But they are not just reserved for צדיקים גדולים. אני חייב לבנות אסם בשיח בעניין חיי. I am obligated to build these words into the edifice of my life. חס. אין רע שאין לו תיקון. There's no evil that cannot be rectified and improved. מה שיזגלה מהשחטס וליקויים. Whatever a person discovers within himself that is rotten, אין לי פועל בעצבוס ואיוש חס וחלילה. One should not be driven through that to despair and discouragement. אחרי שנסגלו מידי סרויס וכולי, after a person discovers negative midays, בסויך הספעלוס הלימוד, through the process of הספעלוס, as we described it, צריך השכל לטפל בסיכונם, then the mind has to deal with them and to improve them, מתוך גישה מפוקחת, through a sober approach. בשום אופן אין לסטוס מהגישה השכליס, under no circumstances may one sway, deviate from this intellectual part of it, להרגשס של שברון רוח, to feelings of despair. תס, בדורנו ההכרח הוא לעסק ראשיס כל בלימוד רממוס האדם. In our generation, the imperative is to first of all start off learning about the exaltedness of man. ורק אחרי שהגיעו להכרה של רממוס האדם בכלל, only when a person has reached in general an appreciation for the greatness of man, וחשיבוס מלאס עצמם בפרט, and specifically his own greatness, רק אז ישתדלו לגלוס החסרונות. Only then may one attempt to start revealing shortcomings within oneself. יוד, תחילת הלימוד הוא בשכל והבנה. The beginning of the learning is with a mind, it's with understanding, it is with depth. ההמשך הוא ברגש. Then comes the emotional part. ורגש, במובן, as we defined it, when we spoke about the שויכת, or the woman who feels a certain flow, רגש means שימס לב דקה, paying attention very carefully to איך כוונה לרקח את טמטום הלב, with the intention to soften the blockage of the heart. משם להספעלוס, then one reaches the stage of הספעלוס, שיש אחדוס ידי עם הנפש. הספעלוס is the fusing of that knowledge with the nefesh, it touches the nefesh. Kol halimud hu bihistaygus nimretzes magisha shchaltanis. The learning is through a strong reservation against the intellectualistic approach. She ofyanis litarbut agoyit. It is characteristic of the goyishe culture where the learning is not supposed to have any effect on you. You just accomplishing an intellectual goal, ואין לה מקום בעולם התורה. There's no room for that in עולם התורה. לכן צורס לימוד דווקא ברגשס הנפש וסרס האור. Therefore, the learning after the first stage is with turmoil, with burning lips, לא כקורא ספר, not like reading a book. One's not reading a book. גם אין ללמוד מוסר בחברוסה. One should not learn מוסר בחברוסה. Finally, יוד א', בתוצאה של לימוד מוסר יש פרדוקס. Regarding the outcome of learning Musa, there's a paradox at play. Pe'ulas ha'limud bi'ikar batat-hakara. The effect of the learning is especially in the subconscious, most of it. Halomed eino margish shipur milimudo. The student will often not feel any improvement in himself as a result. Me'idach mizgalim lo tamid likuyim chadashim. On the other hand, when he's learning, he does discover constantly new shortcomings within himself. וזה גורם שהוא רואה את עצמו בירידה תמידית, and it causes him to see himself on a constant downward slope. ובאמת, the truth is, הוא עולה על בני גילו בכל הסנג ויסוי. As Rabbi Yisrael put it, the truth is that his behavior is far beyond that of his peers. To summarize, מוסר הוא מאבק עמוק ועקבי עם הרמאות העצמית המכשילה אותנו על כל צד. This is the author's definition. מוסר is a deep and consistent struggle with self-delusion that makes us stumble with every step. It's a struggle with our tendency to delude ourselves. הלוימד מוסר משתדל בכל תקופוס חייו לקלויף רמאוס זה. Person who's doing מוסר, what he's trying to do throughout his life is to peel away this fraud, this self-delusion, klipa achar klipa, one layer after another. Vitarnu b'maracha zo leter chokhmas ha'musar. So we gave up in this maracha on the attempt to describe chokhmas ha'musar, af ki rabahi, even though there's much to speak about, b'shitat yus, because we deliberately gave up on this. B'chanu l'leches b'ter shel kiluf ta'oyos. We preferred to follow a path of, again, stripping away and peeling away misconceptions. Shiri haramas mechshelim shonovid, that the Navi Yeshayahu called the removal of obstacles. We quoted this at the beginning of many of the chapters. Zoi haderech ha-mivi'a le'aliyah amitis. This is a path that brings one to real growth. Al hashar le'siras musav limudo. On the gate, as you enter the realm of Musar and learning Musar, on the gate, kasuv be'otiyos boltos, there are large letters that spell out MS. Adkan.